Country music needs to get back in that realm, man. Instead of cookie cutter songwriter, somebody dress you up in a cowboy hat and iron shirt and put you on stage. You know.
Well, you know, I know I'm a little bit different. I don't sound like George Strait, and I understand that. But I think the world needs all of it. You know, we need George Strait, and I love it. I mean, he's one of my heroes. But I think we also need Amy Johnson and Taylor Swift, and you know, hopefully we need Colt Ford too. You know, I think that's what makes music great, you know, that there's lots of things that are different and you know, it ain't for, you know, some things people don't like everything, and that's all right. That's what makes music great, you know. I mean, you got to have it all, but I'm more inclined to like the artists that are who they are and really who they say they are. Like I said, I mean, it's gotten a little away from that in Nashville, where there's a lot of, let's just make you this and give you this and give you fake this and, you know, give you some songs that you didn't have nothing to do with that ain't really who you are, and
yep,
make it all sound like these other people, and then maybe that'll work. And I think the audience, I mean, your listeners are a lot smarter than that. They can tell whether something's real or not. Country folks, if there's anything country folks know, they can tell whether something's real or not, and they can tell whether you're lying to them. And, you know, I mean, I think they're tired of some of that stuff, and they want to get back to things that's real and authentic, and you know, that's the only way I know how to do it.